today's scripture can be found in Acts chapter 10, verse 34 through 36. Then Peter began to speak, "I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts every man from every nation who fear him and do what is right." You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, telling them the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all.
Dearest Father, I cling to your truth, which is mighty. All men are my brothers, and all are equal in your eyes. I will love them as you love them. Lord, I will give myself to your service today. I will share the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, Lord of all. Amen.
Today, be honest with yourself. Ask yourself the question, do you harbor any prejudice in your heart that keeps you from sharing the gospel of peace with all your brothers? If so, repent and ask God for forgiveness.
Today's action. Ask the Lord to search your heart today for any sign of prejudice. Today's treasure is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 11. Let the wilderness and its cities lift up their voice. The villages that Kedar inhabits, let the inhabitants of Selah sing. Then let them shout from the top of all the mountains.
Today I had the pleasure of witnessing to a young man whose comment was, "Well, what I have against Christianity is it's so judgmental. You're going to heaven, and if I don't accept Jesus, I'm going to hell." I explained to him very simply that we live in a world of laws, rules, and when those laws are broken, we must pay the price. And it's the same with God. To be a just God, a holy God, he has to be held accountable by his laws. God cannot break them, and neither can we.